Welcome to the Manage Impact Development Training for Operations Manager. My name is Brian Wren, and I'm a knowledge engineer with Microsoft, focusing on System Center and cloud technologies. This lesson is titled Discovering Relationships. Now, by this point, we've talked all about discovering classes, and we've discovered pretty much all of the classes in our sample application, but now we have a variety of containments relationships that we need to discover in order to really complete the model that we designed. So let's start with the basics, because relationships can get a little bit confusing. First of all, a relationship defines what classes can be related. It doesn't actually create a relationship between the particular objects. A relationship instance, which we have to discover, defines which two instances of those classes are actually related. So for example, in a previous lesson, we created a containment relationship between our central class and SQL database. That was so we could include the database in our application health. But we need to define which database we want to include. In other words, we need to create an instance of that containment relationship for our database. Now, we've already created a bunch of hosting relationship instances, because those are created for us automatically. Remember, I said that when we discover an instance of a hosted class, we need to provide values for the key properties of the object in addition to any key properties of its parents. What actually happens is the discovery engine uses the key properties of the class to create the instance and the key properties of the parent to create an instance of the hosting relationship. Containment relationships, though, don't get created automatically. Unlike hosting relationships, an object can be a target in multiple containments, so the engine doesn't know which ones those are, and so we have to explicitly discover them. So let's talk about how we go about that discovery. Now, the easiest way to discover containment relationships is a module called Group Populator. This is actually what you're using when you define dynamic membership for a group in the Operations Console. The Group Populator lets you just define some criteria for a group or any other singleton object, but it only works with singleton objects. So let's look into this in a little bit more detail. Most discoveries run on the agent, and they gather information on the agent to build discovery data. As I mentioned before, the discovery data is sent to a management server where it's processed and put into the operations database. Group Populator, though, runs on a management server and uses information from the operations database. So it's getting its information from data that's already been discovered. But as I mentioned, it only works for singleton classes. If the source of the relationship isn't a singleton, or if we need some other complex logic, then we can't use Group Populator. Now, we can discover relationships from the registry in WMI just like with classes, but the reality is we usually do it with a script. Often we'll do that in the same script where we discover the class itself, and we'll see an example of that in the next lesson. The sample we're going to see in a moment, though, will be a script that just discovers a relationship instance. So now let's have a look at our sample application. Here's a diagram we showed back when we were designing our service model, and all those dashed lines are what we need to create. The one exception, of course, is that Unix computer role that we're going to do when we do the Unix module. But remember, that store class was a bit advanced, so we're still going to leave that out for the moment. We'll bring that back in the next lesson, and we'll actually create the instances of the store class and the relationships for it. So if we show, here's the containment relationships we need to create, and there are actually a few of them. Most of them, though, we can use the Group Populator, which is going to be pretty quick and simple. If we're dealing with two singletons, or if we're including all instances of the target, then we don't need any criteria, and using the Group Populator is actually very, very straightforward. That's the case for most of the containments that we need to create. The one exception is for websites, where we only want instances with a site name of stores. So for that, we can use Group Populator, but we're going to have to provide some criteria for it. The one where we can't use Group Populator is SQL database. The reason for that is we need to get the database server and name from the central processor. We'll use that as our target. We'll take those values from the target object and then use them in our discovery. But that means the source of the relationship is a central class, which is a singleton. But since we need to use that alternate target, Group Populator isn't going to work. So we'll use a discovery script for that. Okay, so here we are in our test environment, and what I'm going to do is actually jump back and forth between Visual Studio and the Operations Console. We'll create ourselves a diagram view to show the application, and we'll add containment relationships a couple at a time, go back into the Ops Console and actually see the effect of those. And what we can do is we'll watch our diagram view slowly get built out to look more and more like the diagram in the PowerPoint that I just showed. So that's actually a view we'll come back to as we build our health models, and we'll be able to see the health roll up between different layers, which will actually be very effective. So the first thing we'll do is go ahead and look at our views here, create ourselves a new one. I'm going to say add template. I'll add a view. Okay. And the view type is going to be diagram view. Okay, just to graphically look at all this. The folder is going to be the MP author folder we created. We'll actually break things out a little bit in a bit now that we've gotten so many views, but worry about that later on. The target is going to be the application object here. Remember, it's a singleton class that we created. The ID, we'll go ahead and follow convention and say view diagram application. And its display name will be application. Okay, that should be all we need. Let's go ahead and save that. And I'm actually gonna go ahead and install that. And let's just to have a look at it. It'll just be an empty diagram view for right now. Nothing overly interesting. But as I said, what we want to do is start kind of building things step by step, and then going and having a look at the effects of it, right? Which is, I think, very interesting. Rather than look at the final product, be a little bit harder to see what we've actually done. Okay, so we can see that we now have this diagram view here. And as I said, it should actually be very boring at this point because all we have is this application object. It's not connected to anything. There are no relationships to bring anything else into the view. We have all these other different classes that we've discovered, but they're not associated with this application class yet. So that's what we're now going to go out and build. So the first thing we're going to do is, remember, we have the application should contain the central class and the stores class. And that's the containment we want to discover right now. Let's just go have a look at those, just so we know what it is we're discovering. So if I look at containments here, if you recall, these are the two that we're going to discover, with application contains central and application contains stores. Okay, and these, we can use the group populator for these. Singleton class basically contain another singleton, don't have to have criteria. This is actually very, very straightforward and simple to do. All right, so let's go down to our discoveries here. And what I'll do, let's go ahead and add a new one here as opposed to copying an existing one. This is actually pretty significantly different than the other ones we created. So our target here, and this is actually interesting. What we're going to do with this discovery, and let me explain this for a moment. Remember what we did with discoveries is I said that typically when we're doing discovery, we're discovering objects on the agent where the discovery is running. And we talked hosting relationships and the whole bit. In this case, when we're discovering singletons and groups and that sort of thing, we're doing population of them, these are typically unhosted classes. When it's unhosted, it's managed on the management server, basically by the management server pool. And so we need, and remember, the group populator is working against the operations database as opposed to gathering information out on the agent like the other discoveries are doing. So we want the discovery running back on the management server. I could target management server technically to do that. What we typically do, though, is we target the class that we're populating. So in this case, I'm actually going to target the application class. What this does, because it's unhosted, it's on the management server, so our discovery runs where we need it. And you're going to see in a moment when I do the configuration for this, there's another little feature we'll use that will make this very valuable, using the target, it's using the object itself as our target. Okay, and so I think you'll see that in a moment. So our ID here, we're going to call it discovery. I'm going to call it populate application. Just a little convention that I'll typically use when I'm using group populator. I'll say populate instead of discover. Just really drives home what we're doing. And I'll call this populate application. I should say populate MP author application, just matching up with our other convention there. Okay. So let's go ahead and fill in the relationships that we're discovering. Remember, this part isn't required, but it certainly is suggested. Okay, and I talked about that fairly extensively before. And remember, where application contains central, And application contains stores. Okay, so those are the two relationships we're going to discover. The next here, data source type ID. This is where we're going to say that this discovery is going to use the group populator. Okay, and this, we've talked all about that in the other discoveries, the type of discovery we're doing. We'll learn later on exactly what a data source is and go into modules and the whole bit. That ID is fine. So the next thing we need to do is configure the data source. Okay, and this is where you have to get into the XML a bit. So the first thing we see here is the rule ID, and this is saying what is the ID of the discovery. And we saw this before in other discoveries we did, MPLM. Remember, this is the variable that represents this actual discovery. Okay, so nothing too exciting there. I think we've talked about that until now. Then the group instance ID, this says what group is it we're populating. Well, I could fill in like an MP element, variable MP element, you know, application, whatever. That would work. What we typically do though here is use target ID. And remember, I used the class itself as my target. As I mentioned, that way it runs in the management servers. And that way I can use a variable here. It just makes things a little more portable. So when we create our other discoveries, I can just copy this one, change the criteria, and I don't have to touch this group instance ID. So again, if you prefer to do MP element, that's fine. I kind of like to make things a little bit more generic if I can. Okay, so let's do now our membership rules. Now in this case, our membership rule is fairly simple. And by the way, just to explain this to some extent, membership rules can actually get fairly complex if you have some complex criteria. The best way to learn the syntax of a membership rule, and when you get complex and you can ands and ors and the whole bit, is remember what I said, the group populator is the same thing that's being used when you create a group in the ops console and create dynamic membership. So you can create, you have a nice UI there to create some fairly complex membership rules. You can go ahead and create them in there, export out to XML, and it's exactly the same membership rule that we're building here. So these ones are simple, I'm not going to bother with that, but if I did something more complex, you might build something in there and have a look at the XML. So first thing I need to provide is the monitoring class, and this says what class of object are we including? All right, so in this case, I have two. I'm going to have MPAuthor stores stores and MPAuthor stores central. Okay, so this is the MP element variable that we saw before. You know, I'm sitting there typing that out. I'm going to go ahead and copy this as I'm just have my little cheat sheet over here on another screen. Just saves me from doing typos, which obviously you don't want to see me do here. But that's just the MP element variable for the stores class. Remember the one that we saw before. And the next thing I have to say is what relationship are we populating? And again, I'm just going to do a copy paste here, so I can save myself the possibility of a typo. And this is application contains stores. Okay, and so that's the relationship that we saw before that I showed that we defined. So we define the relationship. The source of the relationship is the application class, which is our target, which is defined here by the group instance ID. That's the source of the relationship. The target of relationship is this class. Okay, now we could, if you notice here, and we'll do this later on in another one, we can actually include an expression that provides, you know, some criteria for which the instances should be included. In this case, stores is a singleton. There's no criteria needed. We're just basically saying any instance of stores, go ahead and include it in this containment relationship. Okay, and so again, we'll see an example in a little bit of one with some criteria. So I'm going to go ahead and copy paste there. And I'm going to make this central and application contains central. Okay, so exactly the same thing. All right, so that's actually populating one membership, one set of membership rules, one instance of the group populator here, and I'm doing a fairly simple population here to get that kind of top layer of our containment folder. So let's go ahead and build this, verify that I haven't made any errors here. Okay, that looks good. So let's go ahead and install this. All right. That should be now installed. And let's go ahead and do a refresh here. Okay, so let's switch over to our ops console, and I'm compressing time a little bit here, so it may take a couple of minutes for yours to get applied. But if I go ahead and do a refresh there, sure enough, we can see here's our application class, and it contains stores central and stores, right? Which I know the name's a little bit silly here with my mpauthor stores as my prefix, but these will be all of the classes that are located out at the store, and this one will contain all the ones in our central location. Okay, so these shouldn't expand to anything because they don't contain anything yet. So now we need to go back and actually create those container relationships. Okay, so now let's go ahead and populate that central class and the stores class. Basically, create the containments to put those other classes into place underneath them. So let's first have a look at what we're going to be putting in there, what containment relationships we're going to discover. First off, we have stores, contains store server and store client. Of course, that next lesson, we're going to change that. But for right now, those are the relationships we want to collect. Again, fairly straightforward. Now, what's a little bit different than last time, when we have application contains stores, these are both singleton classes. So remember, I just provided a membership rule with no criteria, because there's no criteria to give. There's only one instance. In this case, these are instances. But as we're going to see, I'm going to create almost exactly the same type of discovery, because we're just going to discover all instances of store client, all instances of store server, so I don't have to provide any criteria on it. We're going to do the same thing for central contains central processor and central receiver. And then we did this dependencies over here, where we defined central contains websites. These are both singletons. So again, same type of membership rule with no criteria. So we'll go ahead and create all those ones right now, and then of course go and have a look at the diagram and hopefully see them in place. The other one that we'll discover next, once we've done that, is we'll get this websites contains websites. So again, this is a roll-up of all the different websites, but that match a certain criteria. So that's going to be the same basic discovery, but we're going to have to add a criteria onto it. Then, of course, we'll do the central contains database, which, as I mentioned, is going to take a script. So let's start. I'm going to go ahead and copy this one. Copy and paste that, because it's pretty similar to the one we're going to create here. So target, remember I said we're going to target the actual class that we're discovering that's the source of the relationship. Okay, talked about that before. Some different relationships we're going to be discovering here. So let me go ahead and remove that. And we're going to say store contains store server and contains store client. Okay, so those are the two that we're going to discover for this one. I had to change the ID. We'll say populate stores, display name, populate mpauthor stores, stores, which I know is a little bit strange again on my naming scheme. And let's go ahead and change here the configuration. Okay, this is what we're going to need to change our configurations. Basically, we still have two membership rules, but our class and relationship we're going to change. So again, I'm going to go ahead and copy paste here, as opposed to just typing, just because otherwise I will almost undoubtedly make a typo. And you'd rather not watch me do that. So let me just explain here what I've done. We have the source of the relationship is this here. And because, remember, I used that target, as I mentioned before, I didn't specify the MP element variable here. I just used the target. Since we changed the target, I can just copy paste in the XML, use the same one. As I said, makes things more portable. The target of our relationship is this store server class, and this is the name of the relationship itself that we're discovering. Again, no criteria needed because we're going to take all instances. Let's do exactly the same thing for the client. Okay. There we go. That should be ready to go. So now let's take that one. I'll go ahead and copy that, paste that in. I didn't get that proper. Okay. And we'll make this populate central. So let's say here.central is our target. We'll say populate central. Through Stores Central. Okay, our relationships again are going to change a bit here. So let's go ahead and remove the ones that we added. And we'll say Central Contains. We're going to take three of these. We're going to take Central Processor, Central Receiver, and Websites. Okay, of course that database one we're going to put in a separate discovery, which is going to have our script. Okay, we already renamed that, so let's go ahead and do the configuration. So again, let's do Central Receiver, the two that are similar. Don't really have to explain all this, very similar to what I did before. And Central Receiver. And the two Central Processors. Okay. Then I'm going to need to add another membership rule here. Let's see, well, let me just go copy-paste. And for the websites containment that we need to add in there. So again, nothing too earth-shattering here, nothing all that different than what we've done till now. But, you know, again, what's a little bit interesting is, in this case, the websites is a singleton class. No criteria, even if I wanted it. Here we're taking all instances of Central Receiver and Central Processor. No membership required, no criteria required, because we're taking all instances. And I certainly could put criteria in there if I wanted to specify that, but we'll do that example next. Okay, so let's go ahead and build that and get that installed. We'll go ahead and have a look, and we should see our diagram view built out a bit more. Okay, let's go ahead and install. Okay, and let's switch over here and go ahead and do a refresh. Okay, and then we should be able to look at this one here, which is our central, and expand that. And sure enough, just expand that out a little bit, we can see there's our central processor. We can see, of course, the properties that we discovered with that one. Here's our central receiver. And then, of course, there's that singleton websites. Then if we look over here at the stores class that we did a discovery for, these are our three instances of store server. We can see they're the three separate store codes that we had before. So sure enough, we get all instances. So let me actually just what I think can be a little interesting here, let's just zoom out a little bit. And we can see that this is really starting to look like that diagram that we created before. Here we have our application on the top, here's central and stores, and of course what I didn't show on the diagram was the individual instances of them, which we're obviously now able to see. Alright, so I'm going to go ahead and roll those back up. Then let's go back over here. Okay, so now let's go ahead and populate that websites class. Something we need to do though first on this, and let me explain this, we're actually going to need to add a reference to our project here. So remember, this is the containment that we're discovering. So it's websites contains website, and remember we created a reference here to the IIS 2012 management pack, which has this websites class in it. And so that's the class we need to go ahead and create the discovery for this containment here. But remember I said that we only want websites that have a name of stores on it. So we need to create criteria that looks at a property on this particular target class that we're using as a target for our relationship to figure out what we want to include. Now, if we have a look, let's go ahead and look at our Management Pack browser. And I want to look at this class, and I'll illustrate what I'm talking about here in the other dependency we're going to need to create. So let's go ahead and look at this website here. And a little bit tricky to read that XML, but I think I can interpret it. If we look here, the website uses this base class of website that's in the IIS library management pack. Now you notice there are other properties defined on this one, but the name is not one of them. So let me go back over here to our management group and show if we look at websites that I've discovered here, and we can get a better idea of the property here that we need to look at. So if I look at website state, this is the one here. We can see I have two instances of it, of the stores class that I want to discover. And we can see here the property that we want is description. So I need to look at all websites where the description property has a value of stores. But if I look here, I don't see description as one of the properties. And the reason for that is it's actually inheriting that property from the base class. And in order to reference that base class, we're going to need to reference that base, that management pack that has that base class in it. So I'm going to go ahead and add a reference here. And remember, I've got my kind of my library here of MP files that I can use for references for myself. And I believe that one is Microsoft Windows. Here we go. Internet Information Services Common Library. Okay. So we go ahead and we add the reference to that. I'm going to give it a little bit better alias because it's going to give me kind of a weird one. I'm going to go ahead and call that IIS. Okay, now that is now going to show up here in our MP browser. Let's go ahead and look at this here in common. And just to verify what I'm talking about, if we go down here to the website class, we can see here there is our description property. Okay, and so I need to reference this class and not the class defined in the IIS 2012 management pack for referring to that particular property. All right, and if that still sounds a little bit confusing, I think we'll clear it up when we create the discovery itself. So let's go ahead, and I'm gonna just go ahead and copy one of these like I've been doing all along. Okay, and we will call this the target again. No difference here in terms of targeting the class that's the source of the relationship. Discovery is going to be populate websites, populate MP author stores websites, and we'll go ahead and kill the relationships there. This one just has one that we're discovering, which is websites contains website. All right, and then we go ahead and change the configuration. Now in this case, we're only going to need one membership rule. So let me get rid of these ones here. Of course, this all stays the same as I mentioned before. I'm going to go ahead and copy paste like I've been doing. Now, first off, the class that we are including is in fact the website from the IIS 2012. Those are the instances that we're discovering. That's the instance that's defined in the containment relationship. And of course, the name, the relationship that we're actually discovering is right here, which is websites contains websites. So we still haven't used our new reference yet, not needed yet. But now we're going to add an expression. So again, as I mentioned before, I'm not going to sit here and give a lot of explanation behind what I'm selecting here in the XML. You can see expressions can get pretty complex. And if I was to suggest on learning how to construct an expression, I would go out to the operations console, create yourself a group and a dynamic membership, and it generates the XML for the membership rule. You can just do an export and have a look at it. So in this case, I'm going to do a simple expression and then a value expression. And this is going to be a property. What this says is we're going to look at a property on some class. So I'm going to go ahead, I'll go ahead and copy paste here just because otherwise I have a very real possibility of making a typo. But let me explain this one here. So this property, again, MP element variable, here is a reference to that class in the management pack that we just created the reference for. This is in the library management pack. And that is the description property that we want to have a look at, right? Because the description property is defined on this class that this class is based on. That's why we're doing it this way. So basically we're saying that the value of this particular property, then I'll say the operator, it equals. We can see those are fairly straightforward. Maybe you have a numeric value, it's greater than or does not equal or something like that. Of course, we could also do regular expressions, but I'm just doing a simple expression here. Okay, the operator is equals. Then we're going to do another value expression. And this time we'll have a value. What this says is don't resolve this. This is just a standard simple value, in this case just a string that I want you to compare. So what we're saying here is we're going to include in this containment relationship, we're going to discover an instance of this containment relationship, all instances of this class where the description property equals stores. Okay? So let's go ahead and save that, and like we've been doing, let's do a build, make sure I didn't have any typos in that, and we'll go ahead and install it. And let's go ahead and refresh this. I should be able to expand this out. Here's our websites, and sure enough, there we see there are two instances of the store, of the website. And so you see, of course, this is the website from the other management pack, and so we see all the properties that have been collected with it, and we actually see an application pool that's defined in that management pack, and so all of the monitoring you can see, we actually have now some health that's starting to come into our application because we've brought in this class from another management pack that has health associated with it, has health monitoring. So we need to wait a few minutes, but we should be able to start to see that health getting rolled up into our other classes. So we should start to see that happening just as the MP has a chance to really bake here in my environment and get health rolled up and get everything working properly. But we can see now that we basically have this diagram for our application getting more and more complex with more rich information.